What can I do for you today?
Tom, when you talk to refs before the game, is something like Seattle's defensive backs kind of have a reputation that they hold a little bit at the line. Is that something you discuss with the refs before the game? Maybe something you ask them to keep an eye out for?
No. That's you know, when the referee, when the officials come into the locker room to visit with the coach, there's always a spot in there where they ask, do you have an unbalanced line? Are you going to go no huddle? So on. And then they give you a little open window. And you have to make a decision on whether what you think are those issues that are priorities that just you ask them to take a look at. You know, each team might be a different circumstance or whatever. But, you know, that might be something that comes up throughout the course of the conversation. I think they do a good job of that. They've done a real good job of that. They've done it all year long. They've overcome the disappointment in terms of, you know, going back to work and having the enthusiasm. You know, our morning meetings are very, very good. You know, our practices, again, have been good, with good enthusiasm and people, you know, really focusing on their job. We've had our one or two incidents, but overall, the practices have been good. So, yes, I do think that the guys come back from disappointment and they recognize the importance of the next game and they go prepare themselves for it, and that's a tribute to them.
Thomas, JPP been advised to not play again the rest of the season?
No, not that I know of. I don't know who would advise him, but he won't be cleared until the doctors feel that there's one particular part of the injury that is not going to occur. And until then, and if they do, you know, with the remaining games, you know, we're all in the same boat.
Is that closer to like a dislocation or separation, or is it closer to like a strain where it's like a muscle issue?
There's no question that it's a shoulder strain, but the exact definition of what happens, you'd have to get another update on that from some medical person.
What is it that he has?
Does it require surgery? Would you like to avoid, you know, what happened last year and maybe have him do it early on? Or
no doubt. I mean, if that's what the case may be, I think they'll make the decision on that, do the best that they can in his best interest as soon as possible. But if there is something required, no doubt it would be done right away. It'd have to be done right away.
Well, Tony, you told us yesterday that it won't need surgery. Was that inaccurate or?
No. Are you trying to catch me on something that I might have said?
No, I was just trying to get a clarification.
Here's what I don't know, okay? I'm not a doctor, and I only know that at this point in time, if they can avoid it, they will, and if they can't, there will be a surgery.
Understood.
Not that that makes a whole lot of difference because the guy's not going to play in the game anyway. But, I mean, is there anyone in the game that you'd like to discuss?
Coach, what have you seen from Antrell this year?
Outstanding play, outstanding leadership, true team orientation, true everything I think he thinks of and does is in the best interest of our team. And as I like to say, when he was elected captain, now he's shown true ownership of this team.
How much are you counting on leaders like that, you know, at this point?
You have to count on your leaders. You got to count on your leaders always. No matter what the circumstance is, you have to count on your leaders. This circumstance, obviously, is one of them. But, yeah, we have five solid captains, and they know what their job is right now, and that's to keep our team focused, keep us on the same page, practice well, prepare well. Nothing's going to be done any different.
Has Antrell sort of grown into that? I mean, he came in with a pretty good pedigree anyway, but did he sort of grow into that role, or was it something that you saw almost immediately?
I think he certainly has in terms of the recognition on the part of his teammates. That's why I would say that's how he was elected captain.
Could Hosley start
He could.
What did you like to hear from what he did?
I'm just trying to get as many guys that can help us win on the field. And, you know, he performed okay, and so did McBride. So more the merrier. They'll both play.
When you look at where you are this season and then where a team like Seattle is, I don't know if you need reinforcement about it, but does it prove your point of turnovers that you can really crystallize your season to turnovers? You know, a lot of other things came into play, but in and of itself,
there's no doubt about it. And really, whether Seattle or anybody has that kind of number, I don't need the reinforcement. I know what wins and loses. And certainly, you know, giving the ball to the opposition does not allow you to win.
You talked about Adrian Robinson being one of the guys that could possibly earn, I think you said a suit. Is that something you expect to happen this week? Did you see enough from him this week?
We'll see. You know, there's only so many guys that can dress, so it always comes down to that. But certainly to encourage Adrian to keep improving, keep working hard, that's the whole point, and hopefully the opportunity at some point would take place.